Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, our Lady Nadine could not be with us this evening for our lesson in Talk Through the Bible. So I will bring a word at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer and welcome in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your grace, your peace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. We thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and our energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh, Lord, when we leave this place, give us traveling mercy. Bless our family and home to be in order as we left it. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're doing and everything you're going to do. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory. to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, we have heard your word, and we have felt your presence in our heart. Let us act accordingly. Let our words and deeds serve as a testimony to the changes you have made in our life. Let us praise you, Father, by following in the footsteps of your Son, and let others see him through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play a selection.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Singing, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Disciples, we will trust you. We will obey your teachings, and we will share your good news. You have given us life abundant and life eternal, and we will follow you today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Together, so let's live forever.
God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Presence, Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Obstacles. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. And it says, I will make rugged places into plains. These are the things I will do. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Today, there may be some kind of obstacles standing between you and your heart's desire. You have prayed for so long, only to find this barrier to your progress. The temptation will be to grow angry and bitter over its presence. However, my challenge to you today is to thank God for it. The Lord would not have allowed it in your path if there was not some good purpose for it. Perhaps the obstacle is revealing something about the person or thing you have desired for so long. Some traits or complications that awakens you to problems or challenges you did not previously realize were there. It could be that the hindrance has revealed some issues in your own heart that you must get right with God. Amen? Or it may be that through it, the Lord is teaching you more about him, his ways, and his plans for you. Whatever the case, you know you can trust your Savior with your life and with whatever it is that hinders your progress. So therefore, even if it hurts, give thanks for that obstacle today and ask God to reveal himself through its presence on your path. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Jesus, I give thanks to you for this obstacle. Thank you for what you will reveal about me, the desire of my heart, and yourself through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, obstacles. Praise God. And only God can move those obstacles out of your way. Amen. So right now, we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. Praise God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing lying and gossiping
let you know that it starts with you. Cause all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let it spirit
come in.
Come in.
open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters. Don't let it be too late before you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Lord, sometimes this world can become a place of busyness, frustrations, and confusion. Slow us down, Lord, that we might see the needs of those around us. Today, help us show mercy to those in need. Today, let us speak kind words of thanksgiving and celebration in honor of your Son. Today, let forgiveness rule our hearts. And every day, Lord, let our love for Christ be reflected through deeds of kindness for those who need the healing touch of the Master's hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and our prayers. And also, we just hope and pray that you guys had a wonderful 4th of July and a safe one. With all the firecrackers last night, I could not sleep. But I thank God to see another day. Amen. Praise God. At this time, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Praise God.
help cometh from the Lord. Lord, which made heaven and earth, he said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. Lord, that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All of my help comes from the Lord. Dear Lord, when the quickening pace of life leaves us with little time for worship or for praise, help us to reorder our priorities. When the demands of the day leaves us distracted and discouraged, Lord, let us turn to Jesus for the peace that only he can give. And then when we have accepted the spiritual abundance that is ours through Christ, let us share his message and his love with all who cross our path. In his mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you. We'll be right back.
Lord, let me be a woman who counts her blessings, and let me be your faithful servant as I give praise to the giver of all things good. You have richly blessed my life. Lord, let me, in turn, be a blessing to all those who cross my path, and may the glory be yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I'm going to play a couple of selections, and after the couple of selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Yeah, yeah, I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God, he is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
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 Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy of
on, Father, give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You're able, Lord.
be to God. I just want to be more than an ordinary servant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. And when you get to Psalms chapter 119, go down to verses 9, and we are going to read verses 9 through 16. Amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, again, that's Psalms chapter 119, verses 9 through 16. And here we go. 9 says, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word, I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. So in these verses, we are drowning in a sea of sexual images and sinful attractions. Everywhere we look, we find temptation to fill our minds with thoughts of sexual relationships that God would not approve. The writer asks a question that troubles us all. How do we stay pure in a contaminating environment? We cannot do this on our own, but must have counsel and strength more dynamic than the tempting influences around us. Where can we find that strength and wisdom? By reading God's word and doing what it says. Hiding, keeping God's word in our hearts is a deterrent to sin. This alone should inspire us to memorize scripture. But memorization alone will not keep us from sin. We must also put God's word to work in our lives, making it a vital guide for everything we do. Amen. Praise be to God. So powerful, so powerful. We must put God first. It is altogether appropriate for us to say amen, either audibly or inaudibly. When we listen to the prayers of others and those prayers express the deep desires of our hearts, the Hebrew word amen means let it be so. It is an affirmation of concurrence and agreement. each of us can participate more meaningfully and more profitably in the public prayers uttered by others if we listen intently and appropriately say amen. With great benefits coming to us, we can study the written prayers of others. Often they verbalize the prayers that we would like to utter, and we can then say amen as we read written prayers. Now, Psalms 119 is an artistic record of the psalmist's devotions and dialogues with God. The psalm contains many prayers that we could profitably pray as our very own prayers. Tonight, we look at the second of 22 stanzas of this acrostic poem. It contains some prayers that each of us needs to pray. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Psalms 119, verse 10, from the RSV Bible, and it says, "With my whole heart I seek thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is entitled, Prayers We Need to Pray. Prayers We Need to Pray. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Okay. Whew, praise the Lord. I'm so sorry for the delay. Anyway. So as I was saying, my message is divided into three parts. Number one, in Psalms 119 and 10, let me not wander from thy commandments. Well, the psalmist recognized the human tendency to wander away from the proper path and offered a prayer that he might be saved from a life of aimless wandering. So why do people wander away from God's truth? Let's find out. Number one, perhaps it is because we have a fallen nature. Or number two, perhaps it is because we are forgetful. Or number three, many of us are preoccupied with other things and we find it easy to drift. And number four, we can be tempted by the promises and the possibilities of what the world has to offer. And number five, some of us wander because of weariness. Now the psalmist prays that God will so work in his life that he will be saved from straying from God. Precious commandments. Amen. Number two, in Psalms 119 and 12, says, teach me thy statutes. Throughout this longest psalm in the Bible, we hear the psalmist repeating the petition. Teach me thy statutes. Each of us should repeat this prayer and mean it with all of our heart. In this petition, the psalmist was saying, I want what God wants. God's grace had worked within the innermost being of this man to cause him to want to follow God's statutes. Now, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. And we are going to read verses 5. Praise be to God. Okay, 5. And we're going to read verses 1 and 2. And then verses 1 and 2, where one day, as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Amen. Now turn to Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 through 29. And it says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. Amen. Praise God. And only as we understand the teachings of God through Jesus Christ can we truly walk in his ways and do the things he wants us to do. Amen. 3. 3, putting feet on our prayers. For prayer to be meaningful and productive, we must do more than just talk to Father God. We must cooperate with him as he works to bring about the fulfillment of the desires we have expressed in the petition we have offered. Amen. In Psalms 119:9 says we can keep our lives pure by bringing our thoughts and actions under the searchlight of God's holy word. In Psalms 119 and verse 11 says we can avoid a life of sin by storing up God's word in our hearts, that it might serve as both a restraint and as a challenge. Praise be to God. In verse 13, in Psalms 119 and verse 13 says, we can verbalize the great truth that the great insights that come to us from God's word in our conversations with others. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so, to the original corruption, all have sinned. The ruin of the young is either living by no rule at all or choosing false rules. Let them walk by scripture rules. To doubt of our own wisdom and strength, and to depend upon God, proves the purpose of holiness is sincere. God's word is treasure worth laying up, and there is no laying it up safe but in our hearts, that we may oppose God's precepts to the dominion of sin, his promises to its allurements, and his threatening to its violence. Let this be our plea with him to teach us his statutes, that being partakers of his holiness, we may also partake of his blessedness. And those whose hearts are fed with the bread of life should with their lips feed many. In the way of God's commandments, there is the unsearchable riches of Christ. But we do not meditate on God's precepts to good purpose. Unless our good thoughts produce good works, we will not only think of thy statutes, but do them with delight. And it will be well to try the sincerity of our obedience by tracing the springs of it, the reality of our love by cheerfulness is appointed duties. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, to pray effectively, we need to delight ourselves in God's precepts, his ways, his statutes in verses 14 through 16. Devotional Bible study can be the listening side of prayer. God will speak to our needs through his word if we study it with trust and with a willingness to be obedient. So let us consider the prayers that the psalmist has given voice to in this stanza, and let us say amen. From the heart to the prayers that we need to pray for our own spiritual good. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Amen. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayers. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me as I bring forth your message this day. I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. all these blessings, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So again, God bless you, and I would like to each and everyone to lift up my pastor, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, in prayer on his surgery today. So please keep him in your prayers. Amen. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow evening in Jesus' name. I love you, and God bless you. And good night, everyone. Shalom.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Sustain
me.
and no one can deserve the gift of His grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in His blood. His love, only His love, restores my soul, restores my soul forever. It's a sustaining me when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, He touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel Him all over me. Yes.
And no matter.
Sustaining
me.
Sometimes you gotta call Him.
Jesus is.
You gotta call on Him.
Sustaining me.
My, 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 my Lord.
Jesus.
Sustain me. Oh yes, He does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining.
Trouble all the night.
Who is this that speaks of wisdom? promises. Brace yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve. Your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no love. Remember.